Sechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuflamid Ches, four lines from the bottom of Daf Kuflamid Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara begins, Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, Rabbi Huda states in the name of Shmuel, HaKoysim Nechosav L'Achar, that if Ruvain wants to give a matana to his friend Shimon, and he writes a shtar, V'Oma HaLor, and Shimon states, Efshepen, that I don't want this gift, Kono, that Shimon is still Koino, V'Afilu Oymid V'Tzaveach, and even if Shimon gets up and is screaming, and he says that I really don't want this matana, he is still Koino Balkochoi, the Gemara will explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Neymar Shmuel in a moment. However, Rabbi Yechon states Lekona that since Shimon said that I don't want this matana, so Shimon will not be Koina. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Abba Mamo teaches us that there really is no machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. And as the Gemara continues, that Havkuf Lam and Chesem Nalav, as Kam B'Tzaveach Meikara, Kam B'Shoisek Meikara, Ulu B'Saiv Tzaveach, Rabbi Yechon is discussing a case where immediately upon Reuven trying to give a shtar matana to Shimon, he immediately starts screaming, and therefore he immediately showed that he doesn't want this matana. And as Rashbam explains, and we could explain that receiving a gift is actually a chayv for a person, as the Pasuk in Mishlei states, however, the Gemara explains that Shmuel is talking about a scenario where when Reuven gave the shtar matana to Shimon, he accepted it and he didn't say anything, and then afterwards he started screaming and he said, I don't want this matana. And in that case, Shimon was already mekabel the matana, and therefore certainly he was already koino. He can't say that I'm not accepting the gift at this point, as it's already too late. And as Rashbam states, Kam b'shasa glu b'tzev tzaveach kono, kiven de kibla shtar b'shticha, nisratza liskus matana, u'ma'acha shezocha, and once he already was coined to this item, so ein mo'il klum le'tzir m'shusay b'masha omar yafshi b'matana zu, ad sh'yitnum b'losha matana l'achirim, o sh'yafkirim. The only way that Shimon could get rid of this item is only by giving it to someone else b'matana, or he could be mafkirit, but just saying he doesn't want it, that doesn't help, as Lemaisid already belongs to him. Let's keep in mind that although the Rashbam explains that the reason why it could be a chayv for a person to receive a gift is based on the pasuk of Tzayin Matan Zichya, however, there are other reasons why someone would not want a gift, as for example, if a person has a bal chayv, then he might not want to actually receive any assets, as any assets that he will receive will be able to be collected by his creditor. It's also important to note that when the Gemara stated that Kam B'Tzaveach Meikara, the Rabbi Yechon is talking about a case when Reuven gave a shtar to Shimon that he wants to give him matana, immediately Shimon started screaming, and therefore Shimon is not koina. And the Rashbam explains that although Shimon is not koina, the item does not go back to Reuven. As Rashbam states at the top of the Amid on the third of the wide lines, that you don't give the item back to Reuven, and the item becomes hefka. And if Levi now comes and takes this item, then Levi would be koina. Can I meet him with Chris? And the Gemara in Masechtas Krisis paskins like Reish Lakish. The Gemara continues that although we just explained that even Rabbi Yechonon agrees to Shmuel that if Shimon received this item and was quiet and then afterwards he starts screaming, and certainly Shimon was still koina. However, Zok to Gemara, Amram Nach Bayitzchak Zichaloy Aridei Acha V'Shasak Ulu B'Seif Saveach Bonal Machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel V'Rabbanon. And in a scenario where Reuven wants to give him a matana to Shimon, either he wrote a shtar matana for Shimon, he delivered the shtar matana to Levi, or he actually made a kinyan suda with Levi, and Reuven tried to be makhed this item to Shimon through the concept of zechiah. As we know, zachon la'adam shloi b'fanav, and at that point, Shimon actually saw this occurring, and Shimon kept quiet, and only afterwards, when they tried to give the shtar matana to Shimon, did Shimon start screaming that I don't want this gift. So in this scenario, there would be a machlekes between Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon if Shimon was already koina, or if Shimon is not koina. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, HaKosim Nechosav La'achar V'hoyu Ben Avodim V'Oma Aloi Efshaben, that if Reuven wrote a shtar and he writes that I want to give my assets to Shimon, and included in these assets are my Avodim, and he gave that shtar to a third party, then when Shimon found out, he said, I don't want these Avodim, as L'maisa, if I receive Avodim, then I'll have expenses that are associated with Avodim, as I'll have to provide them Zoinis, and I'll have to give them support. And as Rashbam states, U'metechach Tzaveach She'inu Reitz Lozen Avodim, even according to the Manda Om Masechtas Gittin, that a master could say regarding his Eved that he has to work with me, however I won't support him, but certainly an Odin doesn't want to do this, therefore Shimon said that I don't want this gift. And even so, the Tanakhama states that even though he screamed that he doesn't want this Eved, that the gift was still Chal, and Shimon is the new Odin of this Eved, and therefore therefore, if Shimon is a Kohen, so this Eved could start eating Truma, because we know that Kenyan Kasboy can eat Truma, and therefore the Eved cannot have a Kohen, can eat Truma. However, the Brisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues in the Tanakhama, and he holds, Kibun Shaul Mahaloi Efsheben, that since Shimon said, I don't want these Avodim, Kvazoch Ben Yarshin, therefore Shimon is not Kohen of these Avodim, and instead, Reuven still owns these Avodim, and if Reuven is no longer alive, then Reuven's Yarshin will own these Avodim. The Gemara continues, Vavinim Bar, and an explanation of Brisa, the Gemara is, for Tanakhama, Filo Eimiv Vitzaver, could it be that Tanakhama would say that Shimon acquires these Avodim, even Bal Kochoi, and even though he's standing and he's screaming that I don't want to accept this gift, and Am Rabbi Tim Rabbi Echron, and Rabbi stated, and some say it was Rabbi Echron, but Tzavech me kari de kule amalei plagid loikoni, that certainly if Shimon immediately starts screaming, then certainly Shimon is not koina, and certainly these Avodim could not eat Truma, as we already saw from Rabbi Echron and Daf Kuvlam and Zayin Abayz. Similarly, in the case of Shasak v'lo b'sev Tzavech de kule amalei plagid loikoni, and certainly if Shimon was quiet at the time of the gift, and only afterwards he starts to scream, then certainly Shimon was already koina, and certainly the Avodim could eat Truma, as Shmuel stated on Daf Kuflab and Zayin Abayz, and ki pligi shazich lo aladei achar, and the only machlekes between the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel is in the specific scenario where Reuven didn't give the shtar directly to Shimon, and instead he gave it to a third party, and he wanted the third party to be koina on behalf of Shimon, and was shasak v'lo b'sev sever, and when Shimon saw that Reuven gave the shtar, and he was makter these avodim to Levi, he was quiet, but at a later point, when Levi wants to give the shtar to Shimon, and wants to say that you're now the proud owner of these avodim, so Shimon starts screaming and saying that I don't want these avodim, and that case is machlekes between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. As the Gemara explains, the Tanakhama Sovim in the Shasa Kaninu, that the Tanakhama holds that since Shimon was quiet when he saw that Reuven was giving him these gifts, and even though Reuven wasn't giving the shtar and wasn't being makna directly to him, but since he was quiet, therefore he showed that he was nichalei and he wants the gift, and therefore Shimon was immediately koina and his avodim could start eating truma, and even though afterwards he starts screaming, that's only because he was chayza, and certainly he can't just be chayza, and certainly these avodim belong to him. Then in this case we say that Shimon's actions at the end result when he was tzaveach is megala on the original point, and Shimon really never wanted this matana and never acquiesced to be koina this avodim. The reason why originally Shimon kept quiet and only at this point was Shimon screaming that he doesn't want his avodim, the reason is because the Sava, as Shimon thought, ki loy matul yadei, as until the point that the shtar comes to my hands, and my etzvach, so why should I start screaming? As Rashbam states, hechir sefer shet Sava chal shtika shebetchila l'nisratz matana, el hachi shosak v'gnayu l'tzaveach kol zman shle yegia matana liyadei. Before we continue, let's just point out that Rashbam makes the following diuk, as l'maisa in our Gemara, in this brisa, it states, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kivin sh'omah lo yefshiben, kva zoch ben yarshin, and we explain that since Shimon is not koina, therefore Reuven keeps his avodim, and if Reuven is no longer alive, then his yarshim will keep the avodim, and l'chayr is against what we said originally from Reish Lakish, and as we saw at the top of the Amid, that once Reuven wanted to give him matana to Shimon, so even though Shimon is not koina, but Reuven also is no longer the owner, and these items would be considered hefkar, and how could it be that in the brisa it states that the eved will actually belong to Reuven, and it would belong to his yarshim? 15 lines from the end of the small lines of Rashbam, the Rashbam explains, Rav Shimon le'sfirle haidu Reish Lakish, that certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't agree to Reish Lakish. The sphere later of Shimon that daiter hachi yavle the loy boy mekav matana tehadale, that if the person is giving a matana to who doesn't want it, then it should come back to him and it should not be hefka. V'hachim mefarish bekrisis umil hilchasik Reish Lakish, but zok Rashbam that halacha ultimately follows Reish Lakish. The kaimulon halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel mishaseinu, that we paskin that halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel only in a mishnah hainu mishnah av brais loy. And over here we have machlekes between Tadakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel that's in a brisa. Ela halacha rabbanon de mishaseinu masnisa mashma, as when we say halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishaseinu, it means specifically in a mishnah and not in a brisa. Aval hichadam bina mishnah hainu nami brisa. However, when the Gemara gives a klal and it says the word mishnah, then that also refers to brises. Kedamina ba'alma, and as we learn in Masechtas Gittin, mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavinoki u'mishamochi kaimelon kavase bein b'mishnah bein b'brisa ayin sham. And finally, before we continue, let's go back to the beginning of our sugya where we stated Amr Yehudam Shmuel hakoysed nechassel la'achar va'amah aloi yafshibehen kona va'filo oimid v'tzaveach, and Rashbam explains hachi gasinon hakoysed nechassel la'achar v'loi gasinon kol. It seems clear that Rashbam is trying to tell us that our Gemara is not talking about a case of a shchimra, and it's talking about a regular bari and a healthy person that is giving a matana to someone. It's not necessarily only referring to a shchimra, Chimrah. However, I and other Rishonim who explain that our Gemara is specifically talking about a Madash Chimrah, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned to the Braisa, Shchimrah Sha'oma, Tru Masayim Zuz Lepleini, Misholish Meis Lepleini, Ba'abo Meis Lepleini, Ein Oimim Kalakainim Bishtah Zeicha, Lefikach Yosel of Shtachoy, Govi Mekulon. If Reuven is a Shchimrah, and he says, give $200 to Shimon, and give $300 to Levi, and $400 to Yehuda, so we don't say that whoever Reuven mentioned first, it's considered as if they received the gift first. Therefore, if Reuven gave this matana, and afterwards a bachoyv of Reuven comes to collect on his debt, then the halacha is that the creditor will be able to collect his debt from Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda in proportion for the amount of money that they receive from Reuven. And for example, if Reuven owes $9, then the creditor will be able to collect $2 from Shimon, who received $200. He will be able to collect $3 from Levi, who received $300, and he'll be able to collect $4 from Yehuda, who received $400, and he'll be able to collect in direct proportion and ratio to how much each one received from Reuven. Rashbam explains, Goyim Mekulon, Shere Lekulim Niskav and Litin Biachad, as certainly Reuven meant to give each one at the same time, El She'en Ad Miyach Lohithi Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. However, it was physically impossible for Reuven to make all three gifts at the same exact moment, as he couldn't say all three things at the same time, and therefore he had to say it in this order. But really, Reuven did not mean to give it out specifically in this order, and Rashbam adds in, Uchagoyin Shere Shosu Bein Tayim, and we're talking about a scenario where Reuven did not pause in between his gifts, as if he did so, then the halacha would be different, and as we will learn in Perek Mishameis, Hilkach Goyim Mekulam Min Amat Yamit Umin Arav Yaber, Kagoyin Imbo Bachoyv Litrev Teshet Dinarim, Goyim Min Amasayim Beis Dinar, Umin Ashalosh Meis Shalosh Dinar, Umin Adal Meis Abedino, as we explained. However, the Braisa continues, Avla Omar Tru Masayim Zuz Lepleini, Va'achro Lepleini, Va'achro Lepleini. However, if Reuven says that I want to give $200 to Shimon, and afterwards I want to give $300 to Levi, and afterwards I want to give $400 to Yehuda, since Reuven specified Va'achrov, then Oimim Kol HaKoydim B'Shtar Zeicha, then we see that he actually was giving to them in a specific order, and therefore whoever received their money first is Zeicha first, and Lefikach, and therefore Yotzlov Shtachoyv, that if a creditor would come and show us that Reuven owes him money, then Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda do not share this responsibility equally, and instead Goyim and Achrein, that the creditor will be able to go and collect from Yehuda first, Ein Loi, and if Yehuda doesn't have enough money, Goyim and Shulfanov, then he'll be able to go and collect from Levi, Ein Loi, and if Levi doesn't have enough money, Goyim and Shulfanov, then he'll be able to go and collect from Shimon. However, for example, if the creditor is only owed $300 and Yehuda received $400, then Yehuda has to pay all $300. Shimon and Levi will be able to say to the creditor, that we left you space in order to collect from, and you really could collect the full amount from Yehuda, and therefore you have no right to come and collect your debt from us. And although it's pashut why the Gemara gave an example where Reuven gave uneven amounts, in this way it's easier for us to visualize how this would actually make a nafka mina, that in the case of the ratio, it would be paid out in an exact ratio based on the amount that Shimon and Levi and Yehuda actually received from Reuven. However, the Rashbam is still bothered that why is it that the Gemara gave an example where Shimon received 200 and Levi received 300 and Yehuda received 400, if it could have been exactly the opposite, that Shimon received 400 and Levi received 300 and Yehuda received 200. And Rashbam in the first of the wide line states, that there actually is a chiddush mishum sefer, and because of the sefer that we just learned, the hechad amar achrov ba'achrov the achren achren nifsad va'afu pishoi ba'yeshchimra yosel litlein matan ruba, that even though Reuven showed that he loves Yehuda more and that's why he gave him $400 and he gave him more than the others, lemaisa, since Reuven gave it to each one and he used the lashon of achrov, therefore Yehuda is still the one that will have to pay Reuven's debts first. Before we continue, let's point out that in this gemara certainly we're talking about a case of a shchimra, and Rashbam points out in Dibur Maskal Tanur Rabbanan shchimra, which begins in the fourth of the middle lines of the Rashbam, lahachi nokat shchimra d'udei ikle fluge ben hechad ama achrov lepleini lehechad loy ama mishum neragul chali kol nchasa b'dibur piv lezekach lezekach, as since it's normal for shchimra to actually split up all of his assets and do it verbally, therefore the svar of the Gemara of Ein Ad Miyach Lahitzi Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad can apply. However, Zokr Rashbam Avabari Rogalitin L'chol Echad B'fnei Atmai, but a healthy person would give each gift independently and individually, and therefore it's very clear as to who he gave his gift to first and who he gave second, etc. Let's keep in mind that since we're talking about a case of a Shchimra, therefore the case of the Gemara has to be in a scenario where he gave away all his assets. And as Rashbam continues, Shama Tzum Masayim Zuz, Uchagoyim Dolei Shai Achrein Klum, Di Shai Midish Leicholklem, Afgad Demis Leikonu Elam Kein Hiklem Bekinin Suda, Kedepaskin L'Kamabim Mishameis, Mitzvahs, Matna Shchimra B'Miksas, Boi Kinyin V'Afagal D'Mis, Ayin Shom. Finally, the Rashbam points out that the Gemara spoke about a case where a creditor of Reuven came to collect his debt, and Rashbam is bothered that since we're talking about a Shchimra, we know that a Matna Shchimra is only Chal L'Acha Mitzvah, so L'Chayr, once Shimon and Levi and Yehuda receive these assets, which is money and is Metaltlin, so certainly we know that Baal Chayv can't go and collect his debt from Metaltlin of Yoshim or from Metaltlin of someone who received a Matana from a Shchimra. Therefore, the Rashbam states, Yotzal Shtachayv, Kodim Shekibul Amois, and we're specifically talking about a scenario where the Baal Chayv already made this claim before they received their money. Inami Kogoyin, the Hari Messiah Zuz, Shalosh Meizuz, Vabob Meizuz, Sodish Shavis Kachma Kachdomim, is not referring to actual money, but it's referring to the value of the Sodais that Reuven is giving to Shimon Levi and Yehuda. Hilka Chafil Achashe Gavu, Goy Vibal Choymed, the Mekal Matna Shchimra, Kiyoshev, Rabban Al Kamam, Mimishimais, and Mekal Koyd Yasmin, Mishtav Vibal Choyv, and we know the Kak of Yisimim is Meshubit to Bal Choyv. The Gemara continues, Tanar Banan, and we'll bring a Brysa, and we'll bring three very similar scenarios, and the Brysa says, Shchimra Shama, Trumasim Zuzl Plaini, Beni Bechor, Kuroy Loi, that if Shchimra states that I want you to give $200 to my son who's my Bechor, that is proper to give to him, then in that case, the Bechor will not only receive the $200, but will also still receive his full portion that he's entitled to because he's a Bechor, and will still receive Pishnayim. We will explain this case in a moment, and the Brisa continues, however, if Reuven says, regarding his Bechor, then the din will be that the Bechor would be Yad Al Yayna, and he would have a choice, and if the $200 is more than to Pishnayim, then he could take the $200. However, if Pishnayim is more than $200, then of course he could choose to pick the Pishnayim and to take more than $200, but the Maisa he wouldn't get both, and he wouldn't get $200 plus Pishnayim. And Rashbam explains that really, if Reuven would have just stated, and he didn't state the word Karayloi, then the din would be that the Bechor would be Yadal Yaino, and he could either choose to take the $200, or if Pishnayim would be more, then he could choose to pick Pishnayim and not receive an additional $200. Therefore, the Brisa teaches us that since Reuven added in the words Karoy Loi, we know that we previously learned that once someone adds in Lishni Seira, then it must be that he's adding something into what he's giving away. And therefore, Reuven must have said this Liyifu Koyach, to give the Bechor an extra strength and to make his power even better. And therefore, he's giving him $200 aside for what he's entitled for based on being a Bechor. And not only would he get Pishnayim, but he would also get an additional $200. However, in the Sefer, where Reuven only stated so then he didn't say Yipur Lashon. Therefore, really, we understand that Reuven is saying to the Bechor that I only want you to receive $200 for Pishnayim. But the Maisa, as we previously learned, that even Rabbi Yechonon Bar Breka agrees that since the Pasuk says Lo Yuchal Levaka is Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnua HaBechor, so we know that a father can't take away any amount from a Bechor, then if Pishnayim would be more than $200, then this Bechor would be entitled to Pishnayim. And if $200 is more than Pishnayim, then the Bechor could choose to receive $200 and not receive Pishnayim. Four lines on the bottom of the Amid, Rashbam points out, Ruhu Adinim, Oma, Trumasayim, Zuzl, Pliny, Bini, Stoma, Vloy, Oma, Bebucharosoi, the Yode Al Yaina, Kinabachin, Kama, and Vidilma, Kurei, Lebechoy, Kama, Umashin, Rabbi Kiva, Hidayak, Lishni, Yisera, and the Gemara will explain that this price is going based on the Svara of Rabbi Kiva, that he is Medayak, Lishni, Yisera, Alma, the Imloy, Oma, Kurei, Loy, Havamin, Bechoy, Bechorosi, Kama, the Yitum, Sayim, Vahod, Nakar, Hacha, Bebucharosoi, and the reason why the Sefer the Brisa speaks about a case where Reuven specified Bibcharasai, also Ashmin and the Afagad the Parsh Bhadya Bibcharasai, that even though the father said, I specifically only want you to get $200 for your Khailika Bihar, Afil Haki Yita Kabharasai, even so this Bihar is entitled to receive the full amount of Pishnayim Emi Yosim Masayim Zuz, the Yad Al Yaino, as we explained. And the Brisa continues with the second case, or Shimrasha Amat through Masayim Zuz Lplainus Ishti Kiray Law, that if Reuven is married to Rachel, and while Reuven is a Shimra, he says, give $200 to my wife. He adds in that she's entitled to it, and it lost him, and it tells us Ksubasa. Once again, we consider this a Yipur Lashon, and therefore, Rachel has a right not only to receive a Ksuba, but also to receive $200. However, Imam B'Ksubasa, Reuven said, I want you to give $200 to Rachel, and it should be for her Ksuba. Then, as the Gemara continues, on Daf Kuflam Rechasim Beis, that she has a choice, and Yadal Yoyna, Ratzon et Lashon, Ratzon et Tals Ksubasa, that if she wants, she could take the $200. If the amount for a ksuba is more than $200, then she could demand that she wants the proper amount and the full amount of a ksuba. Rashbam points out at the top of the Amid, Yad Al Yoyna, And we're specifically talking about a scenario where Rachel was not Meichel based on the fact that Reuven gave a matana. And the Bach explained that the Rashbam is bavarning the Gemara that we had on Daf Kuflam and Beis, which taught us in a case where he was Asa Shutter Bein Abanim, and he made his wife a Shutter between his children, and she was quiet, that she was Meichel Ksuba. And as we explained, that the reason why Rachel is Meichel is Be'ehi Hana, that her husband was Mechabit her, and he mentioned her together with his children. Finally, the Brisa brings a third case, the Shchim Rasha Amma, Trumasayim Zuzl Pleini Bal Chayvi, Kuroiloi, and Reuven, who is a Shchim Rasha, says, I want you to give $200 to Shimon, who is my creditor. He adds in the words, Kuroiloi, Noitlo Venoitlis Chayvi, then Shimon has a right to receive the $200. And in addition, Shimon is still entitled to receive the payment for his Chayv. However, the Brisa continues, Vim Amma Bechayvi, if Reuven specifically says, I want him to receive it as payment for his Chayv, Noitlo Bechayvi, in this case, the Din of Yad Al Yayna doesn't apply. Shimon only has the ability to take the $200 as a payment against his chayv and against his debt. However, if Shimon is actually owed less than $200, and for example, Shimon is only owed $150 from Reuven, then certainly Shimon would not be able to get more than the amount of his debt, and he would only be able to get $150, as if he would receive $200, that would be mechse karibis, and that would be usser. Gemara continues and asks on this last case, Mishum da'amah kuroiloi neitlo v'neitlis chayvai, that the Brisa just taught us that the reason why Shimon could collect $200 and he could also collect his debt because Reuven added in the words Kuroiloi, Viduma Kuroiloi Bechayvikama, and maybe Reuven actually meant that I want him to get paid the amount of his chayv, and Lechayr, even in this case, it should be Mechse Karibis and he shouldn't be able to collect more than the amount of his chayv. Mepashas, the Gemara seems to be asking this question only on the third case of the Brisa. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem at the top of the Amidu states, Viduma Kuroiloi Bechayvikamle, Vahokinami Kuroiloi Bexubasa, Vahokinami Kuroiloi Bechayvikamle, Rabbeinu Geshem explains that the Gemara's question is not only on the third case of the Brisa, but the Gemara's question is even on the first and second case of the Brisa. Rashba explains v'yesh misha imar, that some explain duha din lebechor v'isha, that the Gemara's question is also on bechor and isha el mishun b'chayv ma'uchav b'brisa nokalei, and the only reason why we ask the question specifically on the case of b'chayv because that is the last case of the Brisa. However, the Rebbe Magash holds that the Gemara's question is specifically on b'chayv and not on b'noy v'ishtoi. The reason is Mishun de Beneva Ishtoi Mikra Daitil Gabayu, Umatafi Lumin Hose, Avagabe Achad, Le Mikra Daitil Gabe, Les Lamema de Tfui, who de Tafile, Hanu Masayim Zuz, El Buraya, and Mishum Hochi, Makshila Begamora, Vidumba Burela Bechavikamar, Ayin Sham. And our Gemara continues and explains, Rab Nachman says, Amali Huna, that Rab Huna explained, Hamani Rab Akiva, he, that this price is going with the Svara Rab Akiva, the Daik Lishni Yisera, that he's Bedaik, that when someone is in extra lashon and he has a yita lashon and it's muchat that he wants to increase his gift, the tnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah in Perek HaMeiches Abayis, v'loy sabor v'loy sedos, afa pishe kasav loy im kavreima, v'tzarech lika chay derech tiv Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva teaches us that when Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you my house, and he does include the bar and dos, even though they're in his home, and even if Reuven writes in the Shtar Mechira that I'm selling you this home and I'm selling you im kavreima, however, since Rabbi Kiva holds that meicha bayin yafu meicha, therefore when Reuven sold his house to Shimon, even though he retained the rights to the bar and dos, but he didn't retain a right of way to get to the bar and dos, and the only way that Reuven would be able to actually reach his bar and dos is only by paying for the rights from Shimon, and if Shimon doesn't allow him to, then it will have to be Perech Ba'aver. The Mishnah continues, that since Reuven retained the rights to the bar and dos, and certainly Reuven also retained the right of way for himself, and he has a right to walk to his bar and dos, and the Mishnah stated, Umayd Rabbi Kiva, Bizman Sha'omel, Chutz Me'ilu, Sha'in that Rabbi Kiva is meida, that in a time where Reuven actually writes chutz me'elu, that Reuven does not have to buy right away. And since even if Reuven would not have written chutz me'elu, he still would have retained the right to the bar and dos. So therefore, by writing chutz me'elu, that's a yita lashon, and it must be that he was trying to actually add that not only am I not selling you the bar and dos, but I'm also not selling you the right away. Therefore, as the Gemara explains, Alma kivin leitzarach v'ka'amar l'tfui milsekasi, that since Reuven did not have to write this lashon and he wrote this lashon, so he's including more items. And therefore, in our case, since if Reuven is a shchimra and he would have just stated and he wouldn't have said the word kuroiloi, certainly we would have to give $200 to Shimon for his chayiv. Therefore, by adding in the words kuroiloi, so he must be adding on that, and it must be that Reuven meant to say that in addition to Shimon being paid back for his debt, I also want to give him an additional $200. Rashbam points out that although it's mashma from Hasugya, that this price is going specifically like Rabbi Kiva, but Zokta Rashbam, all the Gemara means to say it's going based on the svar of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is teaching us that when someone adds in a yitir lashin, then it's latui milsekasi, and as Rashbam states, umi rabbanan ami moidu the cholish say latui asiri ichad ikamid latui ikihacha b'hach brisa. For example, in all three cases of the brisa where he added in the words kuroi loy, then that's a yitir lashin, and certainly Reuven meant to add in something. V'hadar min hamani Rabbi Kiva lav dafka duhadin rabbanan el mishum de eshchem Rabbi Kiva behedi the darish lishin yisayir mukalar Rabbi Kiva, and certainly in that case of Rabbi Kiva, it's not relevant to the Chachamim. In the case where Reuven sold the home to Shimon, and he writes in an extra lashon of chutz me'elu lefi the Chachamim, Reuven already received the right of way, and therefore it can't be that he was trying to add in the right of way. In that case, there was nothing else to add in. But in the Chanami, in our case, where there is something to add in to Reuven's words, therefore it must be that he was trying to add in something. In the case where he said, "I want to give $200 to my son who's b'chor k'roi loy the neitlan v'neitlos b'chor asai," been to give his wife, if he said, "I want to give $200 to my wife, Kiroila, then they'd lost of an eight. And the case where he said, "I want to give $200 to my Bachoiv," and he says, Kiroila, once again, Reuven means to say that I want to give him $200 aside for his debt, and that's why the Brisa teaches us, Neitlan v'neitlos chayvai. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanon, we learned to the Brisa, Shrimra Sha'ama, money yeshli itzaplaini, and if Reuven, who is a Shrimra, says to Edim that I'm owed $100 from Shimon, Edim Kisvin Aval Pishay Makirin, and even though these witnesses do not know Shimon, they certainly don't know if Shimon owes this debt to Reuven. However, they have a right to write this into a shtar, and as Rashbam points out, that certainly the Edom cannot write in a shtar that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, but they can write exactly what they heard, and as Rashbam states, and we're writing exactly what occurred. Certainly they wouldn't be able to take a position as to the facts as to if Shimon owes this money to Reuven. The Brisa continues, Lafika Kishu Gaiva Tzarchla Viraya, and since Edom could always write the actual story of what occurred, therefore, if after Reuven dies, the Yisraimim come into Bezdin in order to collect with the Shtar, then certainly Bezdin would not allow the Yisraimim to go and collect with the Shtar, and they would have to bring Rayas that Shimon actually owed this money to Reuven. And as Rashbam states, Lafika Shinastu Chacham Meshus Laedim Lichta Masha Shamai, Afal Pisha In Yoidim MSM Sheka, Tzrichna Yisraim Lahavi Raya Ligvis Maise Plaini, the Edom Alalu Masha Shamai Pia Shrimra Kosvai, Behim Layadu Mamish Bidvar Vim Lav. The Brisa tells us, Divra Meya, that these are words of Rameya. However, they hold in Kaisvin Elim Kemakirin that certainly the Edim have no right to write anything in a shtar unless they recognize the Bachoiv and they know that this Choiv is actually real. And therefore, the Yisraim would bring a shtar that says, and Reuven, who is a Shimra, told the Edim that Shimon owes him $100. Then we would say that the Edim must have checked this out, must have verified that this is true, and therefore, it's as if the Edim testified that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, and therefore the Yisraelim will be able to collect based on the shtar. And Rashbam explains that the reason the Chacham argue on Rameya and they hold that they can't write the shtar, the Chashin LeBezin Tayin, is because the Chacham hold that we have to be Chayshish for a Bezin that would make a mistake, Sheyur Shekasvu Edim, that they would see that the Edim wrote the story, and they will say that it must be that the Edim were Chayker, and they checked out this story, the Yadu Shedvar of Emes, and they verified that this is actually the truth, and that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven. Kid Amri Shlokish Biksubis Ein Edom Chesum Al Shtar Elam Kein Nas Begadol VaAmanami Edom Chesum Al Shtar Nas Kamish Nekrei Dusum Bezin. And therefore, the Edom are actually testifying regarding the story. Hilchuch In Chesvin Elam Kein Makirin Shadvar of Emes. Since the din is that Edom can't actually write this shtar, so if Edom would actually write this shtar, then it must be that they actually were Chayker Hetiv and they actually did check it out and they verified this information. Therefore, Reuven's Yisraimim would be able to use the shtar in order to collect from Shimon. And as Rashbam states, "Ve'in etzarach lavi raya cheres el shtar ze yiskayim b'chesamav." The Gemara continues and will bring another version of this brisa. The shittas of Rameya and Chachamim will be exactly reversed, as Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman states, "Amali hunod Rav Huna taught me Tana that we should learn this brisa." Rameya oime en kaisvin v'chamim kaisin. And Rameya hold that the edim should not just write this lezichron dvarim, and the only way that they could write such a shtar is only if they actually check it out and they verify it, as with choishes lebezin tayin and Chacham argue on Rameya, and they hold we're not choishes lebezin tayin, and therefore the edim don't have to verify this information, and we won't rely on it in any case, and therefore even if they don't know if it's true that Shimon actually owes money to Reuven, they could still write this lezichron dvarim ba'alma. In the fetus version, the Gemara continues and explains, even Rameya really would not be choilek than the Chachamim, he would also agree to the Chachamim that really the Edom should be able to write this Lezichron Dvaram Ba'alma, El Mishum, Bezdin Toyin. However, the reason why Rameya says that the Edom shouldn't write it is because we're Choshish for Bezdin Toyin, and if they will write it, then it could be that a Bezdin will think that they actually checked out and they verified that this story is correct, and they will paskin that Reuven is actually owed $100 from Shimon. In reality, the Edom actually did not check out the actual story, and they only wrote this Lezichron Dvaram Ba'alma. And if you're going to ask, why would Edom have to write a shtar Lezichron Dvaram Ba'alma, Zok Rashbam, Mishum de Im Pnai, Lishchimra, Litvoy Leiva, as Lemaisa, there's no time for the Shchimra to be Tevei to Leiva, and therefore the Shchimra wants to make sure that his children and his Yershim know that Shimon owes him this money. The Gemara continues, Amr Abdim Menada, Hilchasa in Cheshul Bezantayin, that the halacha follows Rameir in the first Lashon, and the Chum in the second Lashon, that we are not Cheshish Lebezantayin, and therefore, if the Edom want to write the shtar, and they want to write that Reuven, who's the Shchimra, told us that Shimon owes him $100, then the Edom have a right to write the shtar, even if they're not choker, and even if they don't verify that Shimon actually owes money to Reuven. The Gemara continues that we just paskin that in choshen lebezin toyin, and the Gemara is umayshna midrava, and why is this different than the psak of Rava? The Amar Rava, as Rava taught us in Masechtas Yevamos, in cholzin elam kemakirin, Bezin would not allow man and woman to perform chalitza unless they recognize the man and woman. And similarly, Rava teaches us ve'im manin elam kemakirin, and as we know, that's a din of miyun, and if there's a yisema who is less than 12 years old, that a mother or her brother could marry her off, and it would be kedushin rabbanon. If she protests at a later point, then she could be mevatel the kedushin l'mafreya. She could annul the kedushin. Rava teaches us that a bezdin would not allow a girl to perform miyun unless they recognize the girl and her husband. Rava continues that since the din is that you can't perform chalitza or miyun unless bezdin recognize them lefikach, and therefore if they are witnesses that actually saw chalitza being performed or they saw miyun being performed at bezdin, so then they could take for granted that certainly Bezdin would have checked them out and certainly knew who the man and woman were. Therefore, Kaisen get chalitza get miyun, so then the Edom could write down that they saw that this man and woman performed chalitza, or this woman was mayan, afal pisha emakirin, even though these Edom do not recognize these couples. Lemaisa, this woman that had chalitza performed to her, or that she performed miyun, will now have a shtar raya that she is mutaris l'shuk if she was yavama, that she is no longer an eshesish if she actually did miyun. The Gemara continues, and it's mashma from the Rashbam that he's goyers the next few words. He is goyers that Rava did not explain his reasoning. Therefore, the Gemara asks, "My taima, that what is pshat that Rava holds in cholzin elam kemakirin ve'imimanin elam kemakirin?" And the Gemara answers, "Lav mishum the choshish lebezin toyin." It must be because Rava holds that we're choshish for bezin toyin. We had to be choshish that if we would allow bezin to perform chalitza or to allow a woman to perform miyun in front of them, even though they don't recognize them, then potentially another Bezdin will see this shtar that says that Bezdin performed chalitza or that it was me and performed in front of Bezdin, and they will think that Bezdin actually recognized this couple, and therefore will be mad to this woman Lashuk, and they'll be mad to this woman to marry another man, even though it is possible that this man and woman weren't actually the proper parties for this chalitza. This woman wasn't the proper party to be mayin against his husband. Therefore, we see that Rava holds that we're choshel and Bezdin tayin. Why should Rava pass him differently than Rav Dimon Adar, who holds that in choshel and Bezdin tayin? The Gemara responds that in chenami, although we'll pass like Rava, that in choshel elam kemakirin ve'im aman elam kemakirin, and we're choshel and Bezdin tayin, however, we could still pass like Rav Dimon Adar. In the case of Shchimra, Sha'ama money eshli yitzel pliny, that idim kosvin afal pishay makirin lefikach shu goyvet tzarach lavi raya, and we're not choshel and Bezdin tayin. And the Gemara explains the chiluk as the Bezdin basa beistina loy daiki, Bezdina basa the idim daiki. Rava, who says that we're choshel and Bezdin tayin, is referring to a scenario where a couple will go into Bezin and perform chalitza, or there will be a woman that goes into Bezin to perform miyun, and then they'll go to another Bezin. And certainly, we have to be choshish that the second Bezin will not actually think that the first Bezin did not do due diligence and did not check into this couple, and therefore they will think that they performed the proper chalitza and a proper miyun, and therefore we'll choshish the Bezin toyin. However, in our case, where Bezin actually receives a document that's signed by two witnesses that says that we heard from a shchimra that Shimon owes him $100, then certainly Bezdin will not rely on the Edom, and certainly they'll realize that the Edom didn't necessarily check into the story, and they didn't necessarily verify that Shimon actually owes $100 to Reuven, and therefore we're not choshes to Bezdin Toyin. And as Rashbam explains, Beidina basa Beidina loy daiki klema gabi chalitza umiyunan lefikach tiknu in cholzen elam ken makirin shima ta'im mecholzen afa pishe im makirin hasam vade choshes to Bezdin Toyin shiyitu Bezdin sheni loyma ki yafa kiu Bezdin rishim ki kishachaltu, the bezin sheni basa bezin rishon loy daiki, the kimin the chalitza miyunin begimel, that since chalitza miyun needs a bezin of three, kitram besanedrin, common bezin milsa, vishapa of a chalitza miyunin, have a big dina basa idim daiki, kagain hochagabitava shkimra, lo yitu bezin lema, lo kosva idim alon kena kirai, al yadaktu achre idim im cube dovim lab, the hilchasa in kreshla bezin toyin kitapasagrabdimi, ayin sham, we showing him have a machlekis as to the dim benegay miyun, if we're talking about recognizing both the husband and wife, or we're only talking about recognizing the wife, and as the Rambam states, Hashnaim Shemim Enes Bifneim, Tzrichin Shiyum Akirin Oysav, Es Baigla Shemina Boy, Lefika Kol Mishiroi Oysa, Shemina Visham Miona, Yeshla Lichtov Loget Mion, Alpha Pisha Makirin, however, the Rajbim Mesechtes Yavamas on Dafka Vav states, Irish Elon King Makirin Isha, that all they have to recognize is the woman, and they don't have to recognize the husband, Avakir Makirin Isha, Alpha Pisha Makirin Abal, Mamanin, the Ma Ichbis Lom Abal, has been a gay man, the husband is not relevant. I feel in the Bible, in the Kaklum, Shrehi Chol Mayan Babal, I feel Shloy Befanov, as there's no requirement that the woman has to be Mayan in front of her husband, Umal Lashakar, and why should she have to lie that there's a husband to Mayan Babal Aksha Bechol Makashu, and she could just say, I'm being Mayan my husband in any place that he is, and even if he's not here. Rashba continues, El Hakpod, the Bakar Seisha Bemirin, Dilma Maska Shmok, Hashem Isaktanish and Eskacha, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.